This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven.
What's on your mind? Brand new day. Feels like a short week because it is. Tuesday. Labor Day holiday. Good for you. I hope so. Todd, you and Carrie have a grand time?
Absolutely.
Do anything special or what'd you do?
Oh, we were at the Hazen Bay. Hung out with some friends up there and chilled, you know.
Very nice.
Chillax. It's like the last weekend of summer.
Very depressing.
Doesn't the calendar ought to be changed? Summer ought to start Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day weekend. I mean, that's basically what it is, right? At least in North Dakota.
Say that again. Labor Day is it? The calendar should change that what?
Summer should start Memorial Day weekend and end Labor Day weekend.
Oh, I got
that's
it. Yeah.
Summer, because basically after Labor Day, you're in fall mode, even if it's not technically fall yet.
I see. Rather than the official start and finish.
Right.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, the 21st, 22nd. What is that? It's the middle of the month. I mean, it's nothing.
Did have a bit of a depressing weekend,
not just because
part of it was in Minnesota, which more and more is depressing. I have to tell you, for many reasons that we can spend on another day's program and talk about. Send your cards and letters to never mind. But I was born and raised there, so I can.
Those high and I escaped for a reason.
Yeah. Anyway,
as
North Dakota is, it's westerly. Smarter neighbor these days, but that's not really the fault of most people within the sound of my voice in western Minnesota, because it's all that goofiness, from pretty much Alexandria
right.
East. But anyway,
where I used to live,
when the dock comes out and the lifts come out and you're buttoning down the hatches for the winter, that's very depressing.
Yeah.
Very, very depressing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was quite appropriate that it rained, too. So we're out there taking the dock and lifts and everything out.
Oh, no.
Pouring rain and, Yeah. And then with the lightning.
Welcome
started,
to first world problems here, folks.
It's a big, big bummer. But anyway,
wow.
that was this weekend.
It's not going to rain. The millions are starving and we're worried about that. I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing.
It was tough. Okay, today on the program, we call What's on Your Mind. We are going to revisit a conversation we've had a few times on the program about concerns among the ag community directed at an arrangement with the NRCS and Ducks Unlimited. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Tuesdays, we always are brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And Pete Hannabit, Director of Public Policy, will be here in just a minute. He has a special guest he's brought along for today's program as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer does a weekly talk radio town hall with us. It's normally on Wednesday, but what the heck's normal anymore? We don't have a normal, ladies and gentlemen. We just, actually tomorrow, members of Congress are headed back to Washington, so Kevin's travel coincided with the talk radio town hall. We decided to do it today. And also, it's a good day to do it because he is in Minot with former LSU coach Dale Brown, North Dakota native Dale Brown, who's brought Shaquille O'Neal to Minot today to meet with military families. Kind of a neat deal. Kevin will give us an update on that, some other things in the news. And then next hour, and I ask you to think long and hard about what you want to ask these fellas, because we've worked considerably amount of time getting schedules to match up and everything, and to have the two top cops in North Dakota's largest cities on the program today, Police Chief Dan Donlan of the Bismarck PD and David Todd, who's the interim chief for the Fargo PD, will be here to talk a little bit about crime in their respective cities, concerns of yours in their respective cities, and I want to spend a little time just on how we're treating cops these days. I mean, I think we ought to start a hug-a-cop program, not a shoot-a-cop program, for crying out loud. The insanity that's going on, even the Minnesota State Fair, running around with the rhetoric suggesting violence towards cops. It's unbelievable. A lot of it fueled by folks who have a national agenda. So we're going to get to all of that today on the program, but a busy program it is that we call What's on Your Mind. So without any further ado, let me welcome back to the program the Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Pete Hannabit, and his special guest, the Director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, Terry Seinwein. Pete, Terry, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How's it going?
Thanks. It's great to be back with you. Appreciate it.
Ditto from Terry.
All right. So, Pete, bring me back to the beginning on this particular issue and just give us the basics on what was happening and the concerns that the Farm Bureau had.
Well, a number of months ago, I was on, and I brought to people's attention I also had Dan Wagsman from the Grain Growers on, and we talked about the idea that Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever had staff members, paid staff members by those organizations, working within NRCS offices to talk, to help people with conservation programs. And the ag community felt like there was a conflict of interest there, a clear conflict of interest that people from outside organizations shouldn't be working within federal government agencies to implement programs that are part, in this case, part of the Farm Bill. And so we argued against that, just as if you wouldn't want someone from an outside organization like the AARP to be working in a federal government agency that dealt with retirees or the tax problems of retirees or anything like that. We felt like there was a conflict of interest there, and so we raised the attention of this. And with the help of Congressman Kramer, all the parties got together, and we have forged a workable solution for going forward with the conservation programs continuing, being funded in a different way, and not having the direct connection between those outside organizations having staff members within the NRCS offices. And so we think it's a great solution.
All right. Before we get into the details of how this will work going forward, I want to just take a step back a little bit, Terry, with you and talk a little bit about Ducks Unlimited. And Pete reminded me, Pheasants Forever were part of this as well. Organizations, I've been to their fundraisers, I've been to their banquets, always enjoyed the time-honored tradition of what they stand for in increasing the habitat, but have grown increasingly concerned about their politics, especially related to the whole Measure 5 battle. Do you share that concern, Terry?
Well, there's always concern when you bring politics into something like this, and Congressman Kramer told me one time, well, perception is reality, and whether or not they were isn't the issue. I look at this as an opportunity for conservation groups and ag groups to work together. And that's one goal of mine for a long, long time is to balance the interests. Farming, agriculture, ranching is the history of North Dakota. But so is fish and wildlife. Hunting and fishing, there's probably nothing more emotional than when you don't get your deer license, which my two youngest sons this year called me some names they should never call their father because they probably should have gotten their deer licenses, but they didn't. But I look at this as an opportunity. Let's start that dialogue. Let's keep the communication going. And these are voluntary programs that are put on the landscape through the Farm Bill. And this is a great opportunity to do the best for the landowners and get that communication going.
The big thing before, as I recall, Pete, going back to perception being reality on Terry's point, was the co-locating, right? That somebody you can co-locate there and then not have other missions that you have, which are different and certainly shouldn't be something that should be under the roof of the NRCS, going back and forth. So how does this, I call it a truce, but it's a little bigger than that, I guess. How does this new plan going forward remove your concerns?
You're right in that the co-locating was the issue because of the – we never said that there was anything hanky-panky going on, but the idea that there could be gave it a bad taste in the mouth of agriculture. So going forward, the solution that has been forged is that the local soil conservation districts will be managing the staffers that are paid for by the coalition, which includes both wildlife groups and ag groups. And so the local conservation district offices will be housing those folks, doing the management of those folks, the hiring and the firing and the housing of those folks, so that a group, in this case the soil conservation districts, those are independent groups that are locally elected, and so those folks will be doing the management of the staff that will help to implement Farmville programs, in this case dealing with conservation. So we have found an outside group that is independent that can manage the staff. And so when groups, wildlife groups, whether it's DU or Pheasants, and ag groups, whether it's North Dakota Farm Bureau, Grain Growers, everyone else in the coalition, I don't want to leave others out, but it's a huge coalition. When we put our money together into a pool that allows the local conservation districts to hire these folks to help with the implementation of Farmville programs. So it is a big coalition, And it was nice that the congressman was able to facilitate bringing all these groups together and working on a solution that that makes everyone not 100% happy, but certainly a workable solution that we can move forward and have the staffers to help implement programs and yet not have the suggestion that there might be something inappropriate that could happen.
And I want to, Terry, when we come back after break here, I'd love for you to tell us what you are most encouraged about now that, you know, this part of it is the operation, the nuts and bolts, if you will, of how this will operate, but what good can come out of the program. We'll talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break as well. We're with Pete Hannibal, North Dakota Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy, Terry Steinwein, the Director of North Dakota Game and Fish. If you have questions or comments for either gentleman, give him a call at 800-228-0550. And by the way, when you call today on the Cloverdale Baked Flavor Hotline, a couple lucky winners that will have your choice of gift certificates to the Sanford Cafeteria in Bismarck. And I understand the breakfast, anytime you're in the hospital, you smell that great Cloverdale bacon right there, or the Prairie Mill Cafe, which is in Sanford, Fargo as well. So your choice when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We're chatting with Pete Hannibal, director of the public policy team at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and Terry Steinwein, the director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, today on the program. Questions or comments, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline when you call 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Anybody text you over the weekend with the comments on the program or anything, Todd, or did they give you a little Labor Day holiday.
It was a fairly quiet weekend as far as that goes. So,
good.
I think everybody just wanted to take some time and, you know, 3-day weekend, all that stuff. So,
did you know North Dakota was the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices? Actually, it passed with like more than 70% of the vote from North Dakota voters. And now other states are doing it as well. And all of that leadership started with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, which you can find out more about at ndfb.org, ndfb.org. North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress, all things that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer, including great deals for membership benefits at ndfb.org. And this, I believe, is another great example of that leadership being in the room and saying, we need to figure something out here. You were very, as I recall, I don't know what the word is, but you were quick to praise Congressman Cramer for brokering this deal. I mean, was this a tough deal to find common ground on, Pete?
Well, I think with his facilitation, it made it easier to get everyone together. We had kind of a heart-to-heart around the family dinner table kind of meeting one day. And we started to hammer out solutions that would make the situation acceptable to everyone. And so he was the facilitator of it, and his staffer, Daryl Leese, was involved in that too. And so it was great that they came together as the moderator between all the divergent groups.
Steve in Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for our guests. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Things are great. Thank you.
Just a comment, and it's not really a question, but sorry, the other phone's ringing. I just don't exactly understand where all the tension is between these groups. I think their missions are pretty similar. You know, if you look at what Pheasants Forever and Ducks Unlimited are trying to do, And the concept of a public-private partnership is not evil on its face. You know, so if there are dollars inside the farm bill to do certain things, set-asides or other, you know, land practices that conserve soil or whatever it might be, and you can take public dollars, which are raised by the hard work of a lot of people sitting around banquet tables in every small town in the Midwest, and getting, you know, interested parties to give money, that would seem to make sense to me, would it not?
Well, I will say that not everyone involved in this situation would agree with you that everyone's goals are the same. Now, the long-term goal is probably pretty similar with a lot of the groups, but how we get there can be a winding path, and it's not always the smoothest path, and different groups have different priorities. And so, you know, as a farm group, one of our priorities would be a lot of things dealing with private property rights and things like that. And when you're implementing federal government programs, some of those toes can be stepped on when you're on the other side of it. I can't speak for those groups, but when you're on the other side of it, their mission is to implement programs in response to what their members want. And those aren't always lined up completely. And so there can be problems with wetland issues or with other conservation or wildlife, particularly type issues. Farmers are the original conservationists, but when the wildlife component is put into it, the farmer's responsibility and the wildlife organization's responsibility might be different things. And so I wouldn't say that everybody is singing kumbaya on this whole thing from start to finish. Now, we found a solution that works for everybody. And as Terry said, you know, the wildlife groups and the ag groups should get together on a lot of things. I mean, after all, Teddy Roosevelt came here to raise cattle and to hunt. And so those things go together. But that doesn't mean that the goals always and the objectives are always exactly the same on how we get to the long-term goal. And so, you know, it makes a lot of sense for us to get together on some of these things. But that doesn't mean that we can sell out our own members' initiatives on either side of the fence, our own members' ideology, just to say that we compromised and worked out a deal that makes the other side happy.
I don't disagree, but let me play devil's advocate with you briefly, and this isn't to demonize farmers or ranchers, but the long-term track record, and I just off the top of my head, the numbers in Minnesota, so I know this is, you know, the state next door, but what's the percentage of potholes or, you know, prairie pothole regions that have been, quote, filled in and started to be farmed by the farm operations in Minnesota over the last 100 years. Do you know what that number is?
No, I wouldn't have any idea what goes on in Minnesota, to tell you the truth.
What would you guess?
I have no way of knowing that.
It's in the 90s. So the track record of Minnesota farmers of being friends of, in this case, ducks, is terrible. It doesn't make them evil. It makes them human. You know, they need to make money from their land. So working with groups that have, you know, a different perspective and are willing to pay you to do things that are better for wildlife, and working with the government that's willing to pay you with public money to do things that are better for soil or wildlife or whatever, just seems like it fits pretty doggone good together.
I understand what you're saying, but when you're talking about federal government programs that are voluntary, our concern was that you had someone from an organization who was in an office working for the federal government encouraging you to sign up for this program or that program, which might not necessarily be what's best for your farming operation, but what fit the ideology of the organization who is paying you to work in that federal government job. That was the problem, and that's how we found the solution.
I did pose a question before the break. I want to get to Terry as well. Ultimately, this program, now that we have a way forward, if you will, on how to work together, how do you see it helping as far as what we all care about, and then as more habitat?
Well, I think it's great. Yeah, Pete explained it pretty well. Sometimes the philosophies and the ideologies are different, and the strategies might be a little different. What I like about this, and partially in response to the caller's comments also, were we had anywhere between 6 and 8 of these farm bill biologists on the ground between Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever. And Game and Fish was a part of that. We did put money into that because we felt that this is a voluntary program. It was something to fit the farmer. With this collaboration that we have between ag groups and conservation groups now, we can have more of those on the landscape where we collaboratively decide where they're going to be, and put more of that on the landscape. And actually, one of my goals is certainly have one down at Hettinger, where there used to be one, but there is no longer one now, and then one up in the northeast part of the state. But that's going to be part of a group process, and certainly one of the SCDs up in those areas also. I think it's going to help. Now, is it going to be without growing pains? I don't think so. When you change a model, you're always going to have a little bit of growing pain. But if we work together, it will work as good, if not better, than what we had before.
Real quick answer, Pete, only about 15 seconds here. A texter wanted to know, hey, well, you know, what about DU and Measure 5? They were jerks then. Now everything is supposed to be fine. What about that?
Well, I think there are some, there are still some anxieties amongst the groups, but if we all come to the table and consistently keep up the dialogue, we can probably work out our differences, and this is an example of that.
All right. More of the same to follow, hopefully. That'd be great. Terry, Pete, thanks for the expertise today on the program. Nice to have you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Short break. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. What do you want to ask your member of Congress? Your chance next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do, unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day, and pick up the hot stuff personal pan pizzas. 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches, like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib. The big ones, $2.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Link's 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus, save on Pringles Grab-and-Go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Apache sprayers a moment here. We're just talking ag. It's on my mind. Apache sprayers from High Plains Apache. Your Apache dealer on the High Plains. You get it?
Yeah, that's how it works.
And they have some 2016 models on right now. I've actually not seen them myself. I've heard about it from the crew there that are a marvel. You got to see them to believe them. I'll see them at Big Iron.
No doubt.
Where we, by the way, will be broadcasting all 3 days. We're going to be hanging out at the Gates Manufacturing booth, but talking to folks from all kinds of different vendors. If you're going to Big Iron, by the way, and you'd like to have, to stop by your booth and tell the world, at least the Northern Plains, about what you're doing, you can call us and arrange that. 855-200-1776. Extension 3 is Marie. That's our 24/7 line, too. Anyway, I was telling you about High Plains Apache and what they'll have on display, the 2016s. They'll also have some 2015s, which, by the way, they have some great prices on right now. So 2016s, the brand new, latest and greatest, 2015s with some great clearance prices on those and some low-interest financing, plus they have the ET Ag Center. And the ET Ag Center is that innovative location, the innovative part within each of their locations, rather, that has the parts you need when you need it. All right? 50,000 parts, everything in the application world, they have it on site. If they don't, they'll have it to you in a day, drop ship to your door. Find out more at highplainsapache.com, that's their website. Or stop and see them in Mandan across from Bonanza, right across Maine. Or in Fargo, exit 60, south of Fargo, actually, at Frontier. Over there on the east, southeast corner of that that interchange, where the Walmart is there. Either one. High Plains Apache, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, if you want to get in line to ask your questions to Congressman Kevin Cramer, that'd be a good idea. We only have two segments today, and we found out last week when we had just two segments that it goes really, really quick. And next week we have a full hour planned. We'll get back to the full hour. Last week, of course, Congressman Cramer was kind enough to take a half hour of his time and say, hey, why don't you chat with a colleague of mine, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Foreign Affairs, rather, and we learned a whole lot about Iran. I wished Heidi Heitkamp had been listening to that program. Anybody else? Because if she had, there's no possible way she could vote for that bill. No possible way. Why did she? Well, I believe a couple of things. Politically, it means she is shifted to the left. They didn't even need her vote. So this is this speaks volumes of her ideology. Her press release on it really went out of the way to cite all kinds of people, diplomats, and I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, all these foreign diplomats, all these people that had done it, she didn't visit with North Dakotans. One person I know visits with North Dakotans a lot is our next guest, Congressman Kramer. So, I'm curious what he thinks about what people think about Iran. So we'll spend some time there. When you call today, you have a shot at a gift certificate courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Today, we have certificates for the cafeterias at either Sanford Health Fargo or Sanford Health Bismarck. You know, you're visiting somebody, you got maybe a loved one or a friend in the hospital. Nice to give somebody a gift certificate and say, hey, have a breakfast on me. And the breakfast at the Prairie Mill Cafe, which is the Fargo location, and the Bismarck one are unbelievable. I understand if you're actually a patient in the hospital at Sanford Bismarck, you almost on every floor can smell the bacon down there. Well, that's Cloverdale bacon, of course. So we're sharing the love today. And that's what you get when you call. Congressman Kevin Kramer on our talk radio town hall hotline as we speak. Welcome back, sir.
Well, it's good to be back. This is 2 weeks in a row when we're throwing us off here a little bit. Between my calendar and yours, it's never easy, I guess.
I was just telling the audience that it was next week an hour. We're back to it for an hour. But we sure did appreciate Congressman Royce last week. And I said, obviously, Senator Heitkamp wasn't listening to the program because she would have never been able to vote in favor as she now announced as she is. What's going on there? Why is she voting in favor? What do you make of that?
Well, I'm sort of confused by a lot of the members who have announced that their support for the Iran deal who were, you know, going into the August district work month, we're very concerned about it, questioned it, doubted it. I even sat in briefings with some of them who seemed clearly skeptical, but somehow came around to rallying around their president. And I think that's really what it comes down to, is that they sort of bought into the easy rhetoric that it's this or war, you know, as though that was what the president meant when he said a bad deal is worse than no deal. And when Secretary Kerry said, we're ready to walk away if Iran doesn't come around to our position. Well, Iran never did come to our position. We went to all of theirs, and somehow that was better than no deal. And I can't explain it, Scott, other than it's just politics, and I understand political considerations are important. But this is one case where I had hoped that maybe the facts on the ground would prevail.
You have done a lot of these Coffee with Kramer events, which are like a talk radio town hall, just face-to-face, last week in Larimore and a couple in Grand Forks. What are people saying about this Iran deal? What do they want?
Well, I only ran across one, maybe one and a half people who supported the Iran deal in Grand Forks. Other than that, I've heard from nobody that thinks it's a good idea to give Iran a license toward a nuclear program. Not that people don't want us to try to have a good deal with Iran, but so many things were violated, not the least of which were the immediate availability of capital, the anytime, anywhere, anytime inspections. The lifting of the arms embargo was one of the real head scratchers, because that was completely out of left field. The fact that everybody said we have to have a multi-decades deal. Here we have a one-decade deal, and the deal itself is very good. So it's perplexing. Nobody that I've talked to, other than, like I said, that one or two maybe in Grand Forks support the Iran deal and rather support the resolution of disapproval, which we're going to vote on in the House here later this week, probably Friday. I would expect we'll pass easily. We already know, as you said earlier, that the president will be able to sustain or override a veto, or we wouldn't override his veto. He'd sustain his veto in the Senate. We don't know yet if the Senate can get the 60 votes to force that veto. But, Scott, this raises another important point that I think I haven't heard anybody talk about yet, and that is, remember, the whole reason that the Congress itself gets a vote on this, because it's not a treaty, but it's because Democrats forced the president to allow a vote, and he actually signed a bill that passed the Senate now 98-0, requiring a vote on the Iran deal. So what's interesting now is we're talking about getting to 60 for cloture, when the whole spirit of the law that the president himself signed, that 98 senators voted for, requires a vote. And so I'm very confused by the spirit of this whole congressional oversight issue that the president went along with. Now, granted, he went along with it grudgingly, and so did a number of Democrats in the Senate, but nonetheless, they did go along with it. So I think that's going to raise a larger political fight. And I will tell you one thing. When it's all said and done, only one political party will own Iran's, nuclear deal and the arms race that will ensue, and who knows what's going to happen with Israel as a result of this Iran deal. So, I hate to have it come down to politics. Unfortunately, it seems to me that's where it's going.
Chairman Rice on the program really encouraged people still to call. We knew at that time that Barbara Mikulski was the trip vote and sent Senator Heitkamp his comment, I believe others as well. So it's not close anymore. That's sort of taking the air out of the balloon here a little bit on the anticipation of can it be stopped, can it not. It's obviously the votes are there, but his point was, this deal is so bad, we can't let up now. We got to keep the pressure on. Do you agree with that?
I totally agree with that, Scott, because minds can be changed. Elections have consequences. This is how the political system is supposed to work. So, yes, I encourage it. Plus, remember, you never know what we're going to learn next. What's ironic here is the other thing that popped up during August now was, of course, this side deal that Iran has with the United Nations, the International Atomic Energy Administration, which now allows Iran to self-inspect Parchin, which is one of their military sites. Remember that one of the negotiated issues here was that the United States would have anytime, anywhere access for oversight and for inspections. And then Iran said, no, we don't want you to inspect our military sites. Well, I mean, it's so ridiculous as to be laughable, if not tragic. So come to find out, the UN has worked this side deal apart from the United States and the P+5, or Iran gets to just inspect itself. Can you imagine telling, the mob in Chicago, don't worry about the police. We're just going to let you inspect yourselves. We'll just stay out of your hair. It's crazy. And then to allow Vladimir Putin to sell arms and intercontinental ballistic missiles to Iran, as part of this deal is just beyond the pale, and frankly, it's inexcusable.
Congressman Kevin Cramer is here with the Talk Radio Town Hall, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, open and welcoming your calls today at 800-228-0550. Here's the first call of the town
hall. Great show, Scott. Hello, Congressman Cramer. Keep up the good work. Say, Hillary, or Heidi's very interesting. I was wondering who she would vote for, Supreme Court justices. We should try and get that out of her before they have to pick one here, perhaps this next year or something like that. We'd like to see where she stands, but that'd be very interesting if she'd come out and really admit something like that. We could ask Hope in that too, of course. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
All right, appreciate the call. Might be challenging to get a member of the Senate to go on record on who they'd support before we even have a nominee, but I don't know what you think, Kevin.
Well, no, for sure it would be, but you can sort of see what's happening. I think you can tell some of these things by watching other votes. The Planned Parenthood, for example, vote is a telling tale, I think, to some degree. We'll have to see. You can tell sort of from a person's philosophy, but the fact that that the Democrats are sort of circling the wagons around the president over this Iran deal, when the American public, by the way, not only strongly opposes the Iran deal, they feel very strongly that the president should not go on forward without Congress.
Pretty amazing. More coming up with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Last chance to ask your questions. Get those calls in right now.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Radio Town Hall, a little shortened version today with the busy schedules, but Congressman Kramer will be back next week for a full hour of questions or comments. Get him in right now at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and we have to pick a winner here before the end of the hour of a certificate from Sanford Health for their cafeteria where they serve some incredible breakfasts with some incredible Cloverdale products. It's also time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Chris from Wolford is here. You know where Wolford is? It's actually, rugby's a suburb of Wolford, just so you know. It's we're going to talk about how the harvest is going. Chris, tell us.
Yeah, harvest, too, has been going really well. We actually just finished up our small grains here about 5 days ago. Our wheat and barley has all come off the field, and we've had average or above average yield. Yeah, guys, in this area, you're just starting to work on their canola crop. Personally, on our farm here, we're working on getting some things ready for next spring. doing some field work, some tillage, and some prep for next spring, and getting our combines ready for soybean and corn harvest, which kind of looks like it's going to be right around the corner, maybe 10 days to 2 weeks. And in between that time, we're also doing some soil sampling and trying to get things situated for next year. You always got to look ahead and try to get those nutrients in your game plan, I guess you could call it, in place for next year.
Fantastic update, Chris. Thank you for that. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. Let's go to Grant County. And Delbert has a question on the Talk Radio Town Hall Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Kramer. Delbert?
Good morning.
Hi, Delbert.
I would like to ask Congressman Kramer if he knows why in a Canadian stop the train oil cars from coming into Canada.
I've not heard that they have stopped them from coming into Canada, although I don't think that trains, I do think that the pipeline infrastructure into Canada has certainly improved, probably, I don't know if it's picked up enough of the capacity to replace all of the trains, but I don't know that they've completely stopped trains from the United States going into Canada. Certainly there are trains coming out of Canada as part of the transportation of crude oil on the North American continent. So I'd have to look more into that, Delbert, to have a better answer for you.
Well, I just heard on the news a couple times that the train was stopped from going into Canada with crude oil, and I was wondering what the purpose was.
I don't know.
Another question I would like to ask you is Ducks Unlimited, are they funded any way through the government payments or grants or anything like that?
I don't know that they are. I don't believe that they are, Delbert. Ducks Unlimited has a pretty healthy fundraising mechanism. They're quite successful at it. I will say there are certainly some various incentives in our tax code and whatnot for conservation as well as for contributions, things like that. But no, they are largely, they're a private, obviously non-government organization or NGO, as they're called, conservation organization advocacy group. You might have heard that we were able to announce a really big deal last week that I and my team were able to broker between the Natural Resource Conservation Service and at the USDA and then some farm groups and these NGOs that were providing a private sector / quasi public sector biologist, farm bill biologist, and we were able to get clear separation there and remove the appearance of bias. So Ducks Unlimited will continue to do what they do apart from NRCS, or at least apart from an official capacity at NRCS, and the North Dakota Association of Soil Conservation Districts will pick up that slack. But Ducks Unlimited will still help fund some positions and some of the activities. So, we're making some progress there.
Delbert, appreciate the call. Call again. Wanda in Moorhead, who is our lucky caller this hour, and picks up a Sanford Health gift certificate to the cafeteria. Your choice of Fargo or Bismarck. We'll ask you that after the program here, Wanda. But first, your question for Congressman Kramer.
I am under the impression that because of our past relationship with Iran, that we are holding in our banks their cash, and they are that is accessible to them as long as we don't sign a new agreement. And I'm wondering if it is the case that we're holding on to their billions, if when we sign this agreement and give them all our money, they're also going to get theirs dumped back into their country.
All right, hang on a second. We only have a minute, so Congressman Kramer, I'm going to piggyback an email question, and you can answer Wanda and the emailer all together. And Wanda, hang on, because we're going to get you a certificate here. This is from an emailer. Even if the U.S. doesn't go along with this deal, the other countries are going to go along with the deal. What difference does it make if the U.S. votes it down, but other countries say it's okay? So want to do both quick?
Yep, it goes right to Wanda's point, and she's correct, basically correct. And this release of capital is huge because it makes it first of all, it gives the number one state sponsor of terror billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars that they don't otherwise have. And then secondly, it gives their economy a boost. And that means 10 years from now when this deal is over, that we have a stronger economic Iran. But here's the fundamental point about economic sanctions. And this is why why the United States is the leader in this, not just the follower of other countries. Over half of the capital in this world runs through the United States banking system. That's why we're the leader, not the follower. And I find it ironic that some on the left think that we ought to acquiesce our leadership position and unilaterally disarm our economy through crazy things like clean power plants and CO2 emissions that won't make a lick of difference in terms of the climate. But they don't want us to lead in the Iran deal.
Wanda, good question. Hang on a moment. Manny will get your information so we can find out where you'd like to go, and also for the emailer, thanks for that note. Congressman Kramer, next week for a full hour.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Slim Roast. It's a new formula that combines a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a powerful appetite suppressant, sugar and fat blocker, too. No more guessing. Focused studies with hundreds of people show that Slim Roast works 100% of the time, and it'll work for you. Or get your money back. Order Slim Roast today and lose weight without struggling. Call 877-383-6054. I'd love to send you a free sample. 877-383-6054.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.